Here's a thought about planning versus the unexpected. You know, we all have different ways of learning, different ways of thinking, different ways of expressing ourselves, and that goes for different ways of photographing and engaging the photographic process, too. I know many photographers who love control. They want to plan their photographic outings, their photographic opportunities, their subjects. And sometimes that's absolutely necessary, particularly for location permissions or when you're working with a crew of people to help you, lighting people, video people, and models. Planning is essential. But for the kind of exploration, landscape photography, abstracts, etc. that I do, planning is almost my worst enemy. The minute I start planning something and wanting to control it, the more that vision of what I have in my mind's eye starts taking over the creative process and pushing me along certain lines that I resist. Those photographs end up being very cliche, very trite, and I'm sure that says something about me, and I'm sure there are many of you listening to this who love the process of planning because that's how you lead to success through, essentially, reverse engineering. But I like the unexpected. I like going out in the world not having any idea what I'm going to find or photograph. This is one of the reasons I never stop at tourist centers where you can pick up maps and have park police tell you where to go and what to see and which roads are the most productive ones. And it's not even authorities like that. Sometimes it's just family members. I remember my uncle once telling me where I should go in Wyoming to photograph something that he'd been successful photographing. Naively, I went there, didn't see a thing. Like I say, I know planning works for some people, but planning tends to eliminate or at least reduce the element of chance, the element of luck, the element of finding what you're not even looking for, which to me often ends up being the most important photographs I make, are things that I discover, things that I learn, things that are thoroughly unexpected, things that sort of smack me upside of the head and say, here's something you didn't know existed, photograph this. I'll never forget the time I was driving through Eastern Oregon and looking at the landscape as I whiz past it at 50 or 60 miles an hour, and seeing this absolutely spectacular juniper tree that had right in front of it a nice large sagebrush in full bloom. I thought, wow, that'd make an interesting picture. So I turned the car around, went back, pulled off the side of the dirt road, got out my camera, walked over to the sagebrush and the juniper, and there was a perfectly preserved, absolutely pristine, stark white coyote skeleton. The unexpected. It was absolutely beautiful. That's the photograph I treasure. I did make a picture of the sagebrush and the juniper tree, but that picture pales in comparison to the surprise that I found that was thoroughly unexpected. Of course, case could be made that when I was driving down the road, the juniper tree and the sagebrush were also a surprise, except for the fact that they're everywhere in Eastern Oregon. So it was that particular juniper tree that had caught my eye and that particular sagebrush. But that's not the same thing as finding something that you don't expect to find. Then there was the time I was in northern Japan, photographing by myself, and of course I couldn't do much planning because I don't read Japanese, so I couldn't figure out where I wanted to go. I had to just get out and walk around and find something. I was in this little tiny town called Tono, and there was a path through the woods that led up and looked interesting and had no idea what I'd find up there. The path curled around the backside of a temple where it gave me the opportunity to look directly at or somewhat down on the temple roofs made of this gorgeous black tile. The patterns were spectacular. There was a few sprinkles of fall leaves here and there. It was just gorgeous. I wasn't looking for it. I stumbled upon it. It's that moment of recognition that to me is one of the key reasons to engage photography. And the moment of recognition is essentially quenched when you know what you're going to find. This is why I have for years advocated PBWA, photography by wandering around, which can be an incredibly inefficient way to go out photographing because a lot of times when I wander around, I don't find anything. I just waste time. Or do I? Or is even wasting time an adventure that may not lead to a photograph, but it might possibly lead to an experience? My preferred method of photographing is to be fully prepared for whatever might come my way. I make very careful equipment decisions, triple check things like the capacity of my memory cards and are my batteries charged. I don't want to lose an opportunity that I've worked so hard to stumble upon because I wasn't prepared. So in that sense, I do some planning. But in terms of planning the shot or planning the subject or even planning the location, sometimes I prefer to do what the Japanese call following my nose. And I found that, at least for me and the kind of relationship that I want to have with photography, to be the best way to approach searching for photographs. Just wander. Which reminds me of the license plate holder that my friend Joe Lipka bought for me on the trailer that said, "All those who wander are not lost." That's my philosophy about creativity to a T.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.